Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get into it, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have John Ryan with Georgia Multiple Listing Service. Welcome, John.
Lee, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be with you today.
Well, I'm excited to learn about Georgia Multiple Listing Service. Tell us all about it. What are you up to?
Yes, Georgia MLS, we are Georgia's largest real estate marketplace. And what I mean by that is we are a listing database for brokers, agents, and we also have appraisers as members. They give them the ability to come together and put their listings into the service, share that data for the betterment of consumers in the marketplace. We currently have 44,500 agents that are members of Georgia MLS that run from the North Georgia Mountains, the metropolitan Atlanta area, down through Macon, Warner Robins, and all the way to the coast. So we have a big geographic footprint to provide real estate services to our members.
Now, so when you're talking about a member, this is an individual real estate agent, not like kind of the name brands that you might see on the storefront?
Well, we are a private database that's made up of real estate brokers who are really our members, and then the agents that are within those brokerage offices by proxy have access to the data as well. So we have about 4,000 real estate brokers that are members of our service that come together to form that marketplace.
Now, if you didn't exist, is there other places to get this information, or like you're kind of the main, kind of the heroes behind the scenes that are making their work possible?
We are, as I said, we try to be the marketplace to where brokers and agents, and really, Lee, it's kind of it's a magical kind of environment that we work in, because we don't know any industry that is similar to the MLS in the sense where competitors go out and fight for listings. So real estate brokers and agents are always out there competing for listings to sell. But we provide the marketplace where those competitors can come together and through cooperation and compensation, work together to go ahead and benefit the consumer. So while it's a very competitive environment, the actual platform and the area that we work in is one of cooperation between. So it's a push and pull in that sense, but we try to provide an orderly marketplace to where agents and brokers have good quality data that they can go in and search for properties in certain areas at certain price ranges, and then provide that information back out to their clients. And then this is where the selling agent puts the listing in and the buying agent brings the client. So that's the cooperation side of what an MLS is.
And then from the consumer side, it's important for the agent to have accurate information in order to price their property properly and to buy it at what's a comparable rate.
Sure. It's really about to make sure that the database is accurate in the sense of location, that the property is accurately located, that the property information is accurately described, so we know exactly what makes up that particular property itself. And then through that use of the data, both active and sold information, historical data, they can go ahead and use that data to put a value on that property of what that property should be sold for at the best market price within the location where it actually resides.
Now, does every state have kind of a version of your organization?
Not only does every state, but actually Georgia has over 20 multiple listing services in the state. So you will find that there are big regional MLSs such as ourselves, but then there's also local MLSs around the state as well. So, for instance, Augusta has their own MLS. Columbus has their own MLS. Valdosta has an MLS. Part of what we are trying to do is consolidate that information, because essentially an agent has a license to sell real estate across the state, not just in a small geographic area. So our thought is, why shouldn't they have access to all the data that's available? So there's about 630 plus MLSs in the nation. There's some really big regional ones, but there's also a lot of localized MLSs as well. And Georgia has that. Like I said, there are multiple listing services within our state.
Now, then part of the challenge, I would imagine, is just keep providing value to the agents and brokers that you work with?
Absolutely. Our goal is one, to provide that orderly marketplace, but then also provide the tools and services and products so that those agents can go ahead and better serve their clients that are out there. So we provide online platforms where the agents can go in online to go ahead and search for it. We provide mobile access so that agents generally would like to be out servicing their clients rather than being behind a computer. So we have all of our products are mobile oriented as well. And then we provide additional data sets so that the agents can provide that value added piece to the client. So, for instance, we provide 159 counties of public records, every county in the state, so that, that the agents can go ahead and evaluate the progression or maybe even the regression of a property through mortgage information and foreclosure activity and comparable sales. So we provide the additional sets of data. So that way, when they work with their clients, they are the real estate professional that can give them the best information about a piece of property and be that just to be the all encompassing person of what a client would need in order to go ahead and do a real estate transaction.
Now, how has this year with the pandemic affected the real estate market? I would imagine in some ways it's more challenging, obviously, because of face-to-face becomes more difficult, or for some people, they don't feel safe doing that kind of activity. But also with this emphasis on virtual, that must have opened up a lot of opportunity in ways maybe that historically hadn't been there.
Very much so. And just to kind of to frame it, the Georgia real estate industry came off of 2019 with really record numbers in both sales and dollar volume. So as we were going into 2020, January and February, we were seeing already increases in both the sales and the dollar volume and as compared to the previous year. So we had a good feeling going in. And then, of course, right in the middle of March, everything seemed to stop. And here at Georgia MLS, our biggest concern was, what could we do as a company to go ahead and maintain an active real estate market? We had no idea in which direction that the industry was going to go. Real estate, as we know, is very relationship-based. It's very face-to-face-based. It is agents, you know, going into properties and showing properties. Well, the market itself, it's one of we didn't know how it was going to move forward. But the silver lining and the bright spot of our industry was how resilient not only our members were, but also how the vendor community that provides these services to our agents, how quickly they adapted to the conditions. And you had mentioned virtual. One of the things that we started to provide was the ability to do virtual showings, where within the service, an agent, if they were using a platform such as Zoom or any other virtual streaming product, would have the ability to set up a meeting within the listing. And then that way they could go ahead and do virtual showings in properties without having to invite other folks into properties where consumers would not be comfortable with that. So our members really became very, very resilient and pivoted to the technology. And then from that, Lee, we saw a shift in the market that we didn't really kind of expect. Moving into March, of course, in April, we saw a decline in new listings. We saw a decline in under contracts and solds. But then all of a sudden, with the advent of the technology, the agents were still able to do their business. And we saw an advancement in the under contract listings in May. And so we look at under contract as future business, meaning that it's in the pipeline. It's planning to close. It hasn't closed yet, but it's future activity. Well, then as we moved into June, we saw the number of units started to increase. And then in July, which is really an astounding month for us, we saw all-time highs in the number of units sold and the number of dollar volume since we have ever recorded it here at Georgia MLS. So we went from a position of not really knowing where we were going to go as a market to all-time high and record highs in the activity that we saw within the database. And then as we move through the year, we have seen that activity increase. So, for instance, in July, we had $4.2 billion worth of sales volume went through our service. In August, we saw $4.1 billion. In September, we saw $4 billion worth of service, air sales volume in our service. And we had never surpassed the $4 billion sales volume in a history of our company. So to really kind of answer your question, we have seen the possibility of the real estate marketplace shutting down to where we have seen record numbers. And it's really a testament to the technology that's available, but more so the agents embracing that technology and saying, this is what we have to do to serve our clients, and we're going to go ahead and adapt and adopt it. So this has been a really astounding year. We have seen record numbers up to this point. By the end of 2020, we will have over $37 billion worth of sales in Georgia MLS and over 126,000 units sold within our service.
Now, do you attribute some of that to the fact that now there's this big movement to work from home? And maybe there's some folks out there in parts of the country that are extremely expensive, and they're realizing, hey, you know what? If I can work from home, why don't I work from a home that doesn't cost me a fortune to live in, and I can live like a king and have access to a lot of the same things I got in this big city in a high-priced market?
I have seen data in terms of consumer metrics on what the actual consumers are looking for, and the shift has been from, you know, big open floor plans and big open spaces to where a house is no longer just a place where people are living, but it's a place where they are working as well. So there has been a shift to where they're looking for more private rooms to be able to go ahead and operate their businesses in. You know, there has been some talk of shifting from urban areas out to suburban areas because of the virus. But a lot of that, there's some other factors. It's not just the virus that has caused that, but there's also been some factors such as the expense of lots and the expense of living downtown, where people are finding a little bit more value outside of town. But also, to your point as well, where they're not having to commute, so they can work within their living space and do that through their home. So there has been a shift because of the virus in what it has caused people from having to work from home.
But are they relocating from other cities to Atlanta?
I don't have the data on that, but what I do know is that we have a lot of outside interest from other states, and that includes brokerages that are really looking at observing the Atlanta market. And just from my personal experience, that, you know, Atlanta is a very transient town in the sense that I find a lot of people are not native Atlantans, but they are from other areas that are moving in. And so on the commerce side and the opportunity side of businesses and relocating, Atlanta is a really great place to live. The cost of living is fantastic. So we're always seeing an influx of new people moving to the Atlanta area. So that's kind of how I would frame that question.
Now, are you seeing, so we're on an upswing now, amazingly so. I mean, the resilience, like you mentioned, is just phenomenal. And it's crazy to even, I guess, in March, no one would have imagined something like that could occur. And it's amazing to see it occurring. Are you seeing kind of this momentum move into next year as well?
We are. Definitely with low interest rates. We're seeing that the marketplace will still be very strong, but we will have some headwinds in 2020. And what is being faced nationally, not just locally here in the state and in the Atlanta area, but is low inventory. We are at very, very low levels of inventory. So supply for the marketplace is very low. For an example, I had mentioned that we have 44,500 agents or members of our service. but we only have 31,000 properties across 8 different property types. And what I mean by that is single family attached, single family detached, multifamily, commercial, landed lot. So all of the different categories, we only have 31,000. Of that 31,000, we only have 11,000 detached properties for sale. So the market supply is very, very low. And what we're struggling here in the Atlanta marketplace, and this is also nationally as well, is new construction being built to meet the needs of the consumers that are out there. Just looking at, we look at things such as months of supply, and up to the 350,000 price range, anything less than 350,000 is less than 1 month's supply within the market. So what we are facing, while we feel that there's still great opportunity with low interest rates, buying power is strong, the availability and supply of listings are low right now. So we are anxiously keeping our eye on that to make sure that, you know, in order to meet the needs of people coming in, as you had mentioned, to Atlanta, they have to have places to live. And when you look at different price ranges, there's sweet spots from starter homes all the way up to, million-dollar homes in this area. But up to that 300,000 mark, it is less than 1 month supply. So that is a concern.
Now, how does kind of apartments and rentals figure into this?
Great question. So we look at the rental market as a pool of people that could be looking into buying new construction or into resales. But we've seen some phenomena, Lee, that a lot of the new construction that we are seeing are actually communities that are being built strictly for rental, strictly subdivisions that are rental communities. So normally when you drive down the street and you see new communities come up, you'll say these homes are starting from the mid 300s on up. But what you'll see on the marquee now are these homes starting at $1,900 a month to rent. So these are long-term corporate owned assets that may never see the resale market because they are strictly looking at the rental market. So there's a lot of forces that are out there that contribute to that low inventory, but we're seeing that there is that market of the rental side is being filled by developers and building strictly just rental properties.
So now in your world, is the mission to just get more agents and brokers as members? Is that kind of your role, or is it to evangelize about the service? Like what could we be doing to help you?
We are, as I said, we are a membership-based system that are our brokers and agents. And our goal is to expand the exposure of the listings for our members. And that comes through additional growth and additional membership within Georgia MLS. But that also plays to the consumer as well. To be able to have, the listings that are available, what we see is that consumers, there's also a big market shift as well, where consumers have been, over the last, 10 years or so, they have access to this information more readily than they ever have. And I mean listing information. Where before it used to be the agents would have a listing book and they would say, here's some homes and we can flip through the book and see. Well, now everything is online. And consumers have access to this information, which makes them more knowledgeable, which in turn has to make an agent provide that value-added service to be able to guide them through the transaction. Most consumers are out there searching for properties on their own before they ever contact an agent. So therefore, an agent has to have the tools and services to give that guidance and be the concierge as they move them through the transaction. So the real shift is consumers have access to this information more readily, and the agents have to be able to adapt. So therefore, the MLS has to provide those digital solutions because we live in a world of immediacy now, where you can go out and if you want to have your groceries delivered right at the door, that is the expectation that you can do that. Well, that immediacy is part of the world we live in. So therefore, agents have to have those tools to provide that information on the doorstep of the consumer and deliver that in a consumable way. And so we provide those services, whether it's through client collaboration, where an agent signs up a client and sets them up with a website. And whether you're a buyer or a seller, if they're looking for properties, agents can present properties through a website to their client. It's their own consumer portal. So digital solutions like that play a really important factor in the expectation of what a consumer expects today. And so we provide numerous different collaboration tools. We provide transaction management tools, which we tout from contact to contract to closing. An agent can handle the transaction, the forms, all the participants in that transaction, all digitally, and ultimately a consumer and an agent don't have to even see each other if they do not. So it's up to us to help provide those tools and services to meet the needs that the consumers expect of the agents. And we step in and play that role for our members as well.
So if somebody wanted to learn more, have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what's the website?
Our consumer-facing website is Georgia, spelled out, MLS.com. And so every listing that goes into Georgia MLS into the private database actually gets populated out onto our public consumer portal, which is, it's a very active portal. Those are both rentals, commercial properties, and also resale properties, new construction as well. And then if a consumer finds a property that they like, they can actually schedule a showing right on our website to go ahead and contact that listing agent and say, I have an interest in viewing this property. Let's set up a time. And that's just another digital solution of connecting consumers to our members through our consumer portal.
Wow, that's amazing stuff. You guys have to be really at the bleeding edge of this in order to really serve your clients.
Yes, in order to be able to provide those services to the agents who are really the ones that are out there, you know, feet to the ground, doing the groundwork, they have to have those tools available to them to provide that value add as we see and provide that transaction knowledge that they can guide a consumer through it. So it's up to us to keep those brokers and agents viable. But ultimately, we don't want them to be sitting behind a computer, you know, pulling up information. We want to make it easy, fast, efficient to where they can get the information and then go ahead and be out working with their clients.
Right. So you want the technology to kind of be invisible so they can just spend their time doing the relationship building they need to do.
You got it. That's exactly right.
Good stuff. Well, John, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Lee, thank you so much for the opportunity. And we look forward to if anybody has any questions about Georgia MLS or is looking for a broker or an agent, go out to our Georgia spelled out MLS.com website. And we have a wealth of information to help consumers connect and make homeownership happen.
All right. Well, this is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the sponsor OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.